Welcome back to your favorite digital cafe cup, AI Cafe Conversations, where the conversation is as stimulating as a triple shot espresso. Don't you love it? I am your host, Sahar, the AI Whisperer, ready to guide you through the intricate world of AI, all while keeping it as digestible as your favorite coffee cake. Today, we are going beyond the menu and looking into the kitchen, or in our case, the core of AI. We will also steam through three myths that have been swirling around like milk in a latte art competition. Let's start with a brief look under the hood of AI. Imagine, if you will, an AI as a kitchen in a bustling cafe. In this kitchen, there are various chef algorithms, each specializing in a different dish tasks. Some are whipping up your basic sandwiches that are simple tasks, while others are crafting gourmet meals, complex algorithms. The key ingredient, data. It's like the food they use to create their dishes. The quality of the data, much like the quality of the ingredients, determines the quality of the output. No AI can work its magic without it. It's much like no chef can create a dish without ingredients. I always tell that to my clients. Garbage in, garbage out. There are no bad responses. There are only bad prompts. You know, I'm a fur mom and I have two little dogs. And I love this expression that there are no bad dogs. They're only bad owners. So if we do not enter the proper prompt into AI, we will never get the right answer. Garbage in, garbage out. Ha ha. So now let's debunk some myth in the position of a barista temping espresso grounds. Myth number one, AI is coming for all our jobs. How many times have you heard that? Ah, the classic fear. While it's true, AI is changing the employment landscape, it's not just outright replacing jobs. It's more like when cafes started using espresso machines instead of brewing everything by hand. Yes, the tools changed, but baristas are now crafting more complex, varied drinks than ever before. Similarly, AI automates tasks, not jobs, creating opportunities for people to engage in more complex creative work. The catch? You need to learn how to use the espresso machine. AI will not take jobs. People with AI skills will get these jobs. Myth number two, AI can learn and become sentient on its own. This one's as overblown as the fear of a coffee machine uprising, really. AI at its core, about algorithms learning, patterns from data. It does not think or feel, but processes information based on how it's programmed. If an AI starts talking about taking a day off, oh well, it's not becoming sentient. It's just following a script written by a human with a sense of humor. So it's up to us what we do with it and how we train it. Myth number three. Only tech geniuses can understand or work with AI. This is like saying only a coffee connoisseur can enjoy a good cup of joe. Joe is my husband too. While AI technology is complex, its applications are becoming more user-friendly by the day. Plus, resources to learn about AI are plentiful, as coffee beans in Brazil. With curiosity and a bit of effort, anyone can gain a basic understanding of AI. And who knows? You might just find yourself whipping up a batch of machine learning models like a barista pulling the perfect shot. Before we wrap up, remember AI is a tool. is not a strategy. And like any tool, it impacts us depending on how we use it. By understanding AI, we can yield it to brew a better future, more efficient, more creative, and yes, even more human. Ah, the sweet taste of clarity. Let me take a sip again. So stay curious, keep learning. Don't forget to share AI Cafe conversation with your friends. Got an AI myth you want busted or a topic you're itching to explore? Drop it us in a comment below or send us a message. We are all about brewing the content you love. I'm Sahar, the AI Whisperer, and this has been another richly brewed episode of AI Cafe Conversations. Until next time, keep your coffee hot and your curiosity about AI hotter. Just for you to know a little bit before I leave about AI, it passed the LSAT exam and the bar exam. It passed the medical licensing board. It passed the MBA test. The only one that it didn't pass is the SEC regulations. But believe it or not, it even passed the sommelier test. And as far as baristas, we'll keep continuing sipping one cup of coffee at a time. Till we meet again, this is Sahar, your guide and your AI whisperer.